Hey, good morning, 713 Brock and a grouchy little Hunter this morning.
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
You doing better?
Just a few little things
set me off, man. Ready to snap, man. 7:13 today. We got a gorgeous day. Look at how simple this forecast is. Mostly sunny, high of 78.
Yeah, short
tonight,
wordage.
Mostly clear, low of 57. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 78.
Man.
Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 83.
Boom.
Gorgeous.
I like short forecasts.
I do, too.
Because it sounds confident. They sound like they know what they're talking about.
I think they actually do. Yeah. I think it's easy to predict mostly sunny.
Pretty much.
But again, where's the line? Where's partly cloudy and where's mostly sunny?
I think it's a glass half full kind of a thing. So let's go with mostly sunny.
Well, yeah, but then we should always say mostly sunny. Then.
Absolutely.
Or partly sunny. There is a partly sunny.
Partly sunny.
Yeah, partly cloudy, partly sunny, just mostly sunny, mostly cloudy. Where's the line, Hunter?
The clouds. Just leave that part.
Good God.
Leave it out.
Just say there will be sun. There will be sun on this day, and it shall be warm. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Is your septic mostly poopy?
Very.
Mostly full.
Full.
Full. Or partly full.
Mm-hmm.
It could be partly full after you have Pump That Septic over. There you go.
You like full to the brim.
That's to the brim. Yeah. That is a full glass.
Yeah. Hey.
The first Fortnite World Cup happened in New York this weekend, and 8 gamers became instant millionaires.
That's funny. That wasn't in my sports report.
The total prize pool was $30 million.
Wow.
A 16-year-old from Pennsylvania named Kyle Giersdorf won the grand prize of $3 million.
Wow.
Playing Fortnite.
Wow.
And 7 other gamers won at least $1 million. Even gamers who didn't do well took home a nice chunk of change. Last place took home 50 grand for losing.
Just give me one of them big checks.
I don't care.
You know?
What do you do? Dead last? Yeah, I had a good day, though. Dude, 50 grand for losing the tournament.
Yeah.
And that's like 200 people made it in.
Dude, do you know how many skins that will buy you in Fortnite?
That's insane.
You know,
here's the thing. I joke about gaming. I love video games. I joke about Fortnite. I don't get it. I think it's stupid. But it's the next game, though. I don't get it because I'm an older guy.
Yep.
And that's totally understandable. You know, that 16-year-older one, how long has Fortnite been out? He's probably been playing it since, what, he was 12? 4 years, probably?
I think that's about right.
About 4 years, yeah. Whatever. Either way, so, I mean, someone who plays the hell out of it, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not saying that, you know, just make money doing it, man.
I guess.
I tell you what, though.
I think you don't get it because you're just too old.
I do like this because it's an actual tournament. I don't get the whole, that ninja guy who gets paid to stream it.
For people to watch him.
What is that? Not Twitch. Is it Twitch?
That's Twitch.
Yeah, that's the thing, I really don't get. This I don't mind because you know what? It's a competition. Mm-hmm. He's competing against other people. He's beating them. But when I see people donating to a guy like Ninja and he's making millions just because people are watching him play.
Maybe the first place guy donated and got to watch Ninja and gather skills
from
him.
That would be the only way I wouldn't beat the hell out of my kid for doing that. You donated how much to this guy?
Yeah.
You're just watching him play video games?
Well, maybe Ninja is like the Mr. Miyagi of Fortnite, okay? And all the kids are looking up to Mr. Miyagi, a.k.a. Ninja.
You, karate do.
Right. You know, he rubs his hands together.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. You know what, Hunter? You're taking a very positive spin. For a guy who's been cranky all morning, I'm surprised.
You know?
I'm surprised.
My life has changed.
Are you going to start watching Ninja?
I'm coming around.
You start watching Ninja and become
Mr. Miyagi to me.
Mr. Miyagi, that's what it is. Mr. Miyagi, teach me the ways of Fortnite. So there you go. Big money in video games, apparently.
Dude, we better start playing.
God, I'm screwed. No, I play all mine on easy level.
You know?
I just like watching the stories. Here's something I will put money towards.
What you got?
All right, this is something I can get behind. Next month, Lisa Ann and Jaden Cole Fellas out there know who those are. For the ladies, those are porn stars.
Something you can get behind, huh?
They will be heading to Crazy Horse 3 Strip Club in Las Vegas to help set a new pole dancing world record. That's right. The goal is to have at least one dancer on the pole for 24 hours straight. The women will be able to pass the baton as the marathon goes on, performing to live or recorded music. And this historic event is all for a good cause, as the proceeds, along with donations, will be going to the Feel Good Foundation, which supports 9/11 first responders. You know what? These ladies are doing God's work. They're helping out our first responders just by doing a little dancing.
Make a little love.
Getting down tonight on that pole.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like this.
Passing the pole, huh? Instead of the baton, always, it should be the pole.
I do always think it's interesting when porn stars go on the strip club circuit. Mm-hmm. I got to meet Lisa Ann. She's a wonderful lady. Very nice. Got to interview her, and she's a doll. She is very attractive in person. Like, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You're as hot as you are in the videos. it's crazy. It's crazy. But I don't get why people would go see a porn star strip. It's like you can see him do everything else in the pornos.
You know, if you think about it, you know, a porn star stripping at a strip club has got to be a cakewalk compared to what you're used to doing.
What you're used to doing, exactly.
Wait a second, I just got to get naked and walk around a pole.
That's it. Guys are going to throw money at me?
That's cake. You mean there's no, like, timeouts, there's no fluffing, No, none of that, huh?
I guess not.
Maybe I just got to walk around on stage?
Maybe it's boring. A lot of them start off as strippers.
Right.
And then, like, hey, you want to make some real money? Once you meet a friend,
and then
of mine,
they go
he
back to
movies.
Stripping. It's like they go on tour.
Yeah, it's like you got to spend your time in the trenches.
Uh-huh.
Then you make it to the big leagues.
Yeah,
and then you get to retire at a nice strip club in Las Vegas.
I think Alexis Texas was up at the VU a couple years ago.
I'm not a big fan of her.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. It was like it's all about the butt with her, and I'm not so much a butt guy. More of a boob guy. That's why I like Lisa Ann.
I'm sure our listeners are just anticipating to know what you like on a female body.
I'm just saying, when it comes to my adult entertainers, I'm more of a boob guy. That's all. We all have our things. Some guys like legs.
Yeah. I'm more of a personality kind of a guy.
I like my porn stars to have a real nice personality.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.